Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, along with Shadmar Quicks. We are your hosts for this weekend's edition, also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report, for daily market commentary. And this week was a full week because of the Fed meeting, a lot of other central banks that had meetings this week, as well as always, the volatility around those statements. We are kicking off the show with a good friend of the show, Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors. That's read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. On the retail or more individual investor side, you can check out In the No Trader, as well as a piece called 7-Eleven, where Rick picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs, all with the goal to beat the underlying S&P. Now, Rick, as I mentioned, this week was all about the Fed. Even though there were a large number of other central banks meeting, the Fed went ahead with the 75 basis point hike, which was what the market expected. They did increase expectations for the next two meetings only by 25 basis points instead of 50 basis point hikes for the next two meetings. They are now saying we might get a 75 and then a 50 basis point hike. We saw a lot of volatility in the markets while Jerome Powell was speaking, but at the end of the day, if you net it all out, I didn't see much change in overall direction or tone of these markets. Rick, your takeaway from, again, a volatile week on the back of the Fed.
Hi, Corey and Chad. I think that the market's in a worse position than many are suggesting. Let's put aside the perma bulls who, whether the S&P is at 4,600 or 3,600, they're going to tell you to buy all the time. We see them on business television all the time. Forget them. Let's just look at what we're seeing here. So we've had, besides the June bottoms that we got bullish off of within 2 weeks of that June low and then turned bearish north of 4,370, so we call it the high, this week actually is very important to us, and we've been waiting for confirmation of a potential new leg lower, which I will tell your listeners comes on a Friday close this week beneath 38.89. And as best as we can tell, that is going to happen. So unless we have a very sharp rebound tomorrow, then yes, we have broken again. And despite the fact that most people who are observing kind of with a classically trained technical analysis background, they're going to say that, we're getting closer to testing the June lows. I'm in the camp that this week is actually the one that breaks the camel's back. And they'll be buying near those lows as people say, oh, great, we have a chance to test and get stocks at nice cheap prices again. I think that the likelihood is fairly strong that we will take out those lows. And depending upon how much momentum builds to the downside at the next month or so, you could have a very vicious balance of September and go into mid-October with a substantial decline, such that the S&P could potentially fall even down to, let's just call it 3,200, down to maybe 3,000. So we've been waiting for this confirmation to show up to indicate that the lows not only will be tested, but will likely be exceeded. And that's the way we're going to play it. So We are still sellers on rallies, and I think that the down move could end up being even sharper than most people expect. So if our view is that if you do get some type of bounce off testing the lows, that's good because that'll give you another chance to sell.
Well, Rick, it's also getting close to that monthly close next week as well as a quarterly close. So to be at these key support levels and possibly breaking them this week, do you put a lot of weight on that? And also the fact that there's the seasonal factor that we're in crash season between September and October is notoriously when markets like to roll over. Do you give that any weighting? And would you even be considering shorting some of these markets at these levels?
Yes to all. Yeah, seasonally a really weak period. I think that's not going to help the case at all. I don't mind shorting. I can tell you from somebody who's playing this game over 40 years, it's not easy to short when you're getting close to some a test of a significant low like we saw. But I think it's the right way to play, and you can either go outright short, you can buy put spreads. There's lots of ways that you can play this for continued down move. And I've been telling you and your listeners for months and months that this is a year that we have raised ample cash. We've been selling on all the rallies this year. And even personally, I've sold out of significant amount of names. It's not easy to do that, but I think the game has changed enough that this is the type of year where if you're going to sell out of names and take some long-term gains, my guess is you also have some losses that you can easily use in taxable accounts to offset those gains. And look, we all have gotten beaten up on certain names that are half the price or less of where they were a year, year and a half ago. And so most people by and large have lots of names that are potential sell candidates to just get out of to offset long-term and short-term taxable gains. So I'm not afraid to be a seller even at these levels, but, you know, I tend to like to sell into rallies, but this one may stall a little bit as, you know, we hover here, but I'm not sure where at this point. If you go to last week's high, which was just north of 4,100, I don't even think we'd likely get above there on any subsequent banks.
So, Rick, is this all about the Fed and other central banks hiking rates? Or in your eyes, is there something more structurally an issue with these markets that would even carry over to when the central banks slow down on the rate hikes, even stop their rate hikes, that might not save these markets?
I think in the simple answer, Corey, it's yes. The Fed was behind the huge rally that we saw from 2009, and it began when they had to inject a terrific amount of money from the COVID pandemic. And unfortunately, they went too far. They totally lost control of the inflationary picture. And I think Chairman Powell is making it pretty darn clear that things have gotten out of hand. He doesn't necessarily say we were at fault, but inflation went from 2% to 8 to 9%. And until what he's made painstakingly clear finally is that until inflation gets handled and is brought down to the targeted levels that the Fed has, which is in neighborhoods of 2% as their target, they are going to do what it takes in order for inflation to come down. And the cost is going to be capital markets selling off and most likely interest rates still moving higher, the dollar generally moving higher.
So again, just a continuation of what we have seen in these markets. Rick, we're out of time for the first segment. We're having you back on again, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Rick Benzino.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Now, because you are listening on the radio, these are more condensed versions of a much longer conversation we have with Rick. We're less constrained by times on our website and podcast, so we continue a lot of these weekend show discussions far past what you're hearing just on the radio, but it's easy to listen to the full interviews by visiting our website, kereport.com, or our podcast, The KE Report. We continue our conversation with Rick Bensignor, but this time focused a little bit more outside the U.S. markets, more into the precious metals. What about the U.S. dollar, Rick? That has been the standout where, in all fairness, the Fed is still hiking more aggressively than a lot of other central banks as we're recording this. The dollar is over 111. So it really is starting to break out here. And look, a lot of people are looking to that 120 level. Path of least resistance seems higher for the dollar. Do you see that changing?
Yeah, so I was not a friend of the dollar for a fair amount of this year. But several weeks back, probably I guess maybe 5-6 weeks ago, because I'm pretty sure we talked about my near-term bullishness on the dollar the last time it was on last month. I've got a 112.63 target for the U.S. dollar index, the DXY. We're up at 111 and change today, essentially on the highs of the move. So we have a tactical target of 112.63, but in the bigger picture, above here, I've got targets at 113.58, and then the bigger upside targets at 121.37. So I do think as long as the interest rates continue on the upside, then these targets are very much in play. And a strong dollar is obviously going to hurt multinationals. It'll help those that import, but it'll hurt the multinationals in the U.S. stock market. And the strong dollar and high interest rates right now are not a big friend to stocks. So it all kind of leads, you know, they're all interrelated. And as long as you see the general trend in the dollar higher and interest rates higher, you're going to have a hard time making money buying stocks.
Well, Rick, the strong dollar and the higher interest rates are classically not a friend to gold and the precious metals either. And a lot of our listeners and people that follow our site are invested in precious metals companies. When you were on last time, you mentioned the key level of 1675, which we've been testing most of this week, that if that breaks, there could be some real downside pressure. And when you combine that with the dollar at 111 and with interest rates continuing to soar higher, what is your outlook on the precious metals?
So gold is just barely holding in here. It's, as I've written several times, it's dangerously close to falling off a cliff. The lowest number that we have published as kind of being the last stand is 1666 in COMEX gold. And that was, I think, a dollar from last week's low. We're still kind of just hanging in there. We're at the bottom of a range of a horizontal level, approximately at 1675, give or take, let's call it 10 bucks, that this is the seventh time we've gotten down there in the last, I guess, year and a half, 2 years. If it breaks, you will have trapped a couple of years' worth of buyers. Between, let's, in round numbers, we'll call it 1675 to, let's say, 2050, when gold made its all-time high and double top this year against the August 2020 high. And if you break this, then you're talking about a down move that probably goes to 1450 to 1370 on the downside. And then in the future, you'll be capped somewhere around 1675 to 1700. So if gold can't hold here, it likely breaks and sets a whole new trading range. That means that those who are trapped at these higher levels will spend years being underwater with the very little likelihood of being able to get their money back. So I still personally own gold. I've had it for years and years. I don't obviously love what I'm seeing here, and I'll have to sell some if 1666 breaks. But it's not a pretty picture. Now, it is at the lower end of the range, and maybe it does hold for another time. But if the dollar doesn't come off and stay off, it's hard to think that gold is going to have a meaningful rally. And I talk to people in the gold industry who still tell me that the fundamentals are there for gold, but they were saying the same when gold was at 2,000. And now gold being down beneath 1,700 and still a year in, you know, the fundamentals are good. Well, they may be, but price action is saying otherwise. So,
Rick, can you elaborate a little bit on that? Because we hear a lot of this, too, where long-term fundamentals, it looks good for gold. These are a lot of people that are very focused in the gold sector. How do you balance that out when you hear this, well, look at the fundamentals, look at the long-term picture, but price is telling you something drastically different?
Well, the way I do and look at that, Corey, is I like to look at investor sentiment, not just from a sentiment poll, but actually how investors are positioned. I know from having played this game enough years that if you break a level that is held half a dozen times or more over a significant amount of time, when that breaks, it either becomes a very quick false breakdown or it's the beginning of a significant breakdown. The fundamentals being bullish would tell you it should be like a quick breakdown to knock out weak-handed longs, and then it should come right back. I kind of think with a year and a half to 2 years worth of buyers underwater, and unless you've gotten long gold sub 1700, you are underwater in the last 2 years of having been a buyer. I kind of think, given the way markets work, that this will plunk. And the fact that the fundamentals are bullish may not be important enough over the next several months if this thing takes a dive. Ultimately, fundamentals will drive a market. But you have to also understand positioning and investors' risk tolerance for pain. My guess is if this breaks, it breaks.
All right, Rick, great chatting with you as always. I really appreciate you diving in to these markets and also how you balance out that whole narrative of people saying fundamentally this looks great when, unfortunately, price and markets, the charts are going in a different direction. Very interesting comments. Thank you again for your time on this weekend show, Rick. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs, the problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Rick Bensignor. He is on top of these markets, and his trading outlooks have been fairly spot on throughout the time we've been chatting with him over the last couple of years. Another favorite guest of the show is Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, in this segment, we're going to focus a bit more on the bond market. One thing that I think we all have noticed is interest rates continuing to rise. That means bonds have continued to sell off. Now, the easy excuse for why rates are rising is simply because the Fed and other central banks are continuing to increase their benchmark rates, which is pulling people away from buying bonds because the outlook still is higher, at least short-term rates. And the big aspect that I see in the bond market is that inversion of the yield curve that keeps on inverting to a more significant level. This usually tells us that a recession is coming, let's say 12 to 16 or 18 months out. But again, we have seen some short-term inversions that didn't lead to that. Now this inversion is getting deeper. Jesse, circling back to why rates are rising, in your eyes, what is the big picture here? What is causing these rates to rise?
Well, I think, you know, for me, I've been watching the bond market closely for the last several months because it really detached from fundamentals several months ago. We saw the copper to gold ratio collapse basically over the summer when copper prices took a dive. you see something very similar in the cyclicals to defensives ratio in the stock market. And these are typically really good fundamental indicators for where rates should be. Those have been pointing lower for the last several months, and instead rates have been powering higher. And that coincides with the really ramping up in quantitative tightening to its full $95 billion a month pace this month. And so to me, that just points to a mismatch in supply and demand, right? The bond market's no longer paying attention to fundamentals, right? The fundamentals are saying the economy is rolling over. We're probably already in recession. Leading indicators are already saying we're in recession. And the bond market's just not listening. And so that suggests to me that with the biggest buyer in the market stepping away, and treasury liquidity absolutely horrible right now, there's just not enough natural demand in the market to pick up the slack from the Fed. We think about $95 billion a month, that's over $1 trillion a year that they're looking to essentially divest, which means that's $1 trillion in assets that needs to find a new home. And that's a massive amount of supply, and I think that's what we're seeing in bonds.
Well, Jesse, if we back up the clock just a year or so when we were talking about what would happen when the Fed finally starts tapering their $120 billion a month bond purchases after 12 years of quote-unquote emergency, you know, backstopping of the markets, the question we kept asking everybody on our show was, who's going to buy those bonds? And people said, well, it'll be foreign buyers that buy the bonds. It's like, yeah, but that's a lot of bonds they've been buying every month. I mean, is there enough? And what we've also seen is, in addition to the Fed not being there as the buyer of last resort and nobody else filling that gap, in the Asian markets, both China and Japan have really started selling a lot of their treasuries, which is only escalating the problem. I saw a chart recently that was posted in the financial newsletter that showed that China has backed off $1 trillion in bond purchases just in the last 12 to 24 months. So where is the end in sight for bondholders, and have the bond markets fundamentally changed from now on?
I don't think they've fundamentally changed. I think essentially what we're seeing, and some people might call this, the bond market vigilantes are back, right? Why am I going to commit, 10 years of money to buying a treasury note at 3.6% or something today, when inflation is running more than twice that level, and I don't have a ton of confidence that the Fed is going to do enough to rein it in. I mean, I think from a trading perspective, bonds are interesting right now because they, for a number of reasons, right, they might start paying attention to fundamentals again soon, and I think the Fed is going to be forced to step back into the market because they just can't afford to let the bond market go, right? If there isn't enough demand for treasuries out there and the economy continues to weaken and housing, right, I think we talked about this before we started recording, with where the 10-year treasury yield is right now, that implies essentially a 7% mortgage rate. That's insane. That's more than doubling of mortgage rates in a very short period of time. Housing market is already weakening significantly. Housing leads the economy. The only question is not whether we're going to see a recession. It's how painful is this recession going to be? And right now, if rates even just stay where they are, recession is going to be inordinately painful. And so I think the Fed is going to be forced very soon to recognize that the economy is very weak and the bond market literally just can't operate without their support. Liquidity is far too low right now, and there's just not the natural demand out there to make up the slack from the Fed stepping away. So I think that there isn't a fundamental change here in the bond market. I think the Fed is going to have to come back in and support them. That, there have been people who are much smarter about this stuff than I am, former Federal Reserve traders and things, that said that the Fed will never be able to normalize the balance sheet. Mark Spitznagel came out recently, said the same thing, that there's just too much debt, and the balance sheet has gotten too big that they just can't normalize to any extent without causing major problems for the economy. And I think that's where we're at. I think the Fed is going to have to step back in. My friend Diego Perilla has talked about yield curve control. We're going to see yield curve control here in the U.S. at some point just because there's too much debt and not enough demand for it.
Jesse, is there a level where if rates do go high enough, then large funds, large institutions will eventually enter that market because they will get some yield when, quite frankly, there was no yield to be had?
It's a good question, right? That's the problem for basically every other asset on the planet. It was when you get a quote-unquote risk-free yield of 4%, you know, in a two-year treasury, everything is now competing with that. Whereas a year ago, you know, your risk-free rate was, you know, barely above zero. And so now people are looking at the two-year and going, wait a second, I can get 4% in the two-year. I still don't think the math makes sense to go out 10 years for anything more than a trade, right? I think right now if you want to bet on recession, you could probably buy 10, you know, long-term treasuries just as a speculation. Maybe even zero coupons or something to try and, you know, bet on recession and the Fed stepping back into the market. The risk that you face with that is liquidity is so low in the market right now, and with the Fed committed to essentially $95 billion quantitative tightening per month indefinitely into the future, that there could be a dislocation in the treasury market. You know, I've heard some experts, you know, on these things talk about, well, if we saw, you know, repo markets become so dislocated in, you know, I think this fall of 2019, you could have the same kind of thing happen in the treasury market where rates spike significantly in a short period of time. And that would be actually the type of scenario that would force the Fed to come back in. If you saw the 10-year yield, you know, spike well over 4% or something, I think, you know, that would cause alarm bells to go off big time at the Fed.
All right, Jesse, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks for taking a real dive into this bond market. Again, it's easy to see rates continuing to rise, but there's a number of different reasons for that. A lot around the central banks, but still some of these other structural reasons as well. Jesse, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate all that you do for us on the weekend show. Look forward to chatting with you again next month. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Back, everyone, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing to chat with more of our generalist commentators as we are wrapping up the show with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, big picture, we chat with you pretty much every 2 weeks, and throughout this year, you've been very consistent, really playing off a playbook you outlined early in the year that was addressing general bear market action. That theory of more hitting singles rather than trying to hit a home run, skimming off whatever profits you can, and selling the rip rather than more buying the dip. The markets are continuing to trend lower, and while they haven't, let's say, broken or even tested out their June lows, boy, oh boy, it sure looks like they are heading in that direction. Dana, just reiterate that playbook that you are investing off of and how it continues to be relevant.
Right. Thanks, Corey. Well, it's really a, you know, basically a bear market playbook. And it could be in the micro term more of a correction playbook. So you had the sell off, you know, from the beginning of the year into the June lows. You had a classic, what we call the bear market rally that fooled a lot of people into thinking, okay, we're going back to new highs. You had the whole breath thrust crowd arguing for that. But the rug was pulled right where it was supposed to be. If indeed it was a bear market rally, we failed right where we should have. And now we're back down breaking areas, which I would have said, okay, if we are back going back to new highs, if the bull market is intact and June was, you know, the ultimate low, we should be holding around these levels. And those were the levels hit in early September and pretty much in all of the markets. For example, the S&P around that 3,900 level, breaking all of those levels now, the small and mid caps breaking just yesterday and today. So I think that the notion that we're going back to the highs and that we've got the breath Thrust had foretold that, and the whole sentiment analysis suggesting that we're going back to new highs. I think that's by the wayside now. I think that's been invalidated. I think a test of those June lows is in the cards now. Pretty, I don't want to say anything is obvious in the markets, because when you start thinking that, then you know what they say. If it's obviously, it's obviously wrong, but all the signs are pointing to that now. We've already had, for example, some of the weaker markets around the world, looking at Europe especially, as have already been testing those summer lows and indeed breaking them now. So I think a test of those lows is in the cards, and then eventually eventually another down leg to the bear market. So basically what we've been talking about for, you know, most of the year, that roadmap, like you stated, pretty much unfolding as planned. And until that changes, we'll continue to follow that that playbook.
Well, you've been spot on, Dana. Do you have any specific targets for the S&P or for the Russell or for any of the markets? If that does break, would you be shorting it there, or would you just be looking at your indicators for something to resolve and then get back to the long side?
Yeah, no, we'll have targets definitely on the downside. We're already short. We typically like to short, especially in what I call more of a modern micro trading environment, where breakouts and breakdowns are less consistent, less reliable. So we like to sell and short into the strength, buy into the weakness. So we are short. We're slightly net short right now. We were more aggressively short, especially going into Jackson Hole. But we will, yeah, if we decisively break those lows, I'd like to see a test of those lows and then a reflexive rebound first, which should happen. But into any rebound like that, we would be certainly looking to more aggressively short. As you mentioned, with the exception being if our risk models, if our indicators that we track, which basically dictate our overall investment posture, if they somehow started to improve dramatically despite the weakness in the markets, then that would change our orientation for sure. But I don't expect that to occur. So I would expect a test of those June lows, maybe a temporary rebound, and then another down leg. Eventually, the next big spot, say, in the S&P 500, this is not necessarily a magnet, not necessarily target, but if we got down there, I would be certainly aggressively covering shorts and looking for a nice bounce on the S&P. That would eventually be around that 3,200 level. I would have to check the other indices, but I would expect the notion to be the same in many of those other indices, around corresponding with basically around that 61 retracement from the COVID lows, and we've got a number of, looking at the S&P, we've got a number of those Fib levels, not just from the COVID area, but some other extensions and retracements lining up in that vicinity as well.
So, Dan, it's not just the U.S. markets that are moving down. It really seems to be sector-wide that a lot of stocks simply continue to fade. We have seen the odd standout, like utilities, consumer staples. Those have held up generally better. But when you look to some other assets, supposedly safe haven assets, there is a contingency out there saying, why aren't these other sectors moving higher when I thought they were supposed to be a defensive play? What's your comment to this?
Sure. That's something that gets a lot of investors in trouble, I think, especially when they buy into a narrative as opposed to, you know, price action and the market data itself. I think a lot of people have gotten in trouble over the years, whether they're gold bugs or the end of the world type crowd who thought eventually that interest rates would be zero forever, that bonds would continue to be strong forever, or that gold would be, you know, at 2,500 by now, or, you know, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin would be at 100,000 by now. It's a dangerous mindset when you start to put the narrative ahead of the actual data. And we've seen this in intermarket analysis throughout the years. What we do is, you know, judge each and every financial asset on its own merits. You know, the intermarket relationships are constantly changing. So you can't necessarily say, okay, the dollar's up, so gold's going to be down, or stocks are down, cryptos are going up, or anything like that. These relationships are always changing, and it's always driven by the market data itself. So you have to read that itself, including price action. So I would just, you know, caution against buying into a narrative and stick to the quantitative readings, the indicators, the market data, the objective analysis, the chart analysis, because that type of stuff doesn't lie. Whereas you might be correct in the narrative eventually, but it might take a decade to get there. So I think Ned Davis put it best when he wrote his book and titled it Making Money or Being Right, or maybe it was Being Right or Making Money. I forget which one, but the point is, the sooner in your career that you decide, okay, I don't care about being right, I just want to make money. So when I'm wrong, you get out of a bad trade as quickly as possible, and all you care about is making money, whether it fits with your narrative or not. So, you know, we're wrong all the time. The sooner we admit that, sooner we recognize and acknowledge that, and that's aided by a lot of the quantitative indicators that we have that will shift and tell us that we're wrong. But the sooner we reverse out of those positions, the better off we are, even if it means that, you know, it goes against what I said on this podcast 2 weeks ago. The sooner you realize that, okay, it doesn't matter what you say as long as you got your money position in the right direction, in the right markets, that's all that counts. That's all our clients care about. If we, you know, stuck to our guns and just wanted to be right all the time, and no matter what price action was doing, we wouldn't have that many clients left.
Dana, we're going to wrap it up there. I think that's some of the best investment advice. And hey, this is not investment advice, but some of the best commentary you can give in terms of you need to get out of sometimes that narrative that keeps playing in people's heads, especially if it's not making you money. We constantly hear people say, well, long term, this will work out. Fact of the matter is, if you're losing money right now, especially if it continues on for a period of time, that's not good. So you could have bought the stocks for cheaper. You could have been sitting in cash. You could have done a lot of other things with that money rather than get stuck in losing trades. Everybody, thanks for tuning in this weekend. As always, please go back through our website and podcast throughout the week. Share your thoughts with us on the companies and guests that we are having on. We love hearing from each and every one of you. I will post Shad's and my email in that weekend show posting. Dana, everybody, have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.